on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
Time for Dear Scott, where we answer your emails and texts that come into my inbox and also to 81199. Here's the first one we've received this week, read out by a posh woman off of Radio 4.
Hi, Scott. I live in China and I listen to your podcast every day. It helps keep me away from the Olympic hype. I have a suggestion. I'll send you some crazy Chinese snacks, packaged and sealed, of course, and you feed them to Chappers and he'll have to guess what they are. Love, Zarin.
Zarin, that is a brilliant idea. The address is Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ, United Kingdom, Europe, the world.
Unfortunately, I don't like Chinese food.
There must be some Chinese food you like.
Like
you can't
what?
Just say...
I don't like Chinese.
Oh, it's always something
crackers.
With you, isn't
yeah,
it?
It is. Or, but no, don't like prawn crackers.
Soy sauce.
No.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Well, soy sauce, yeah. Soy
sweet
sauce is all right.
Look, Chinese food, everyone likes sweet and sour chicken balls.
Rice.
No.
Rice. Do you like rice?
There aren't such things as chicken balls, are there?
Yeah.
Are there?
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. It's just like chicken in batter. It's brilliant.
Really no, good. I don't have Chinese.
It's not necessarily... I mean, if they're snacks, I doubt... And they might not be Chinese.
They're snacks from China, therefore they are going to be Chinese food.
Might be like the new Big Booby cookie.
Well, send them in anyway. Thank you very much. Don't be so ungrateful. Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm a heterosexual, non-homophobic male, but I have the weirdest man crush on you. Sorry, mate. Paul, in South Wales.
Paul, it's perfectly understandable. Not a problem at all with that. Oh, has no one else has added anything then?
No, at least you're not as ungrateful as Chappers.
I'd have preferred Paul's one to the Chinese. I'll swap you.
I'll get it revoiced.
You eat the Chinese food and I'll take the man crush. I'll take Paul.
Okay, is it okay for Paul, as a straight man, to have a man crush on me?
Mm.
All right, cool. There's your answer, Paul. Thanks for writing it.
I had a dream last night. We were a couple.
What mean?
Why did you take it to a
second? Well, because
this.
It just fits in with that, doesn't it?
And right? What did you do?
Well, I can't really remember massively, but I do know that we were at home and...
Was I knitting?
No, you weren't.
Were you watching football?
No, you were on the computer and I was heading out to work.
Were you in your pyjamas? In your matching
No, because I don't go out to work in my pyjamas. And that was it. And you just gave me a kiss goodbye to me. But only a peck on the cheek, not like full on
tongues.
You've
been in a relationship for a while then?
Yeah. We were very settled.
Do we have dogs?
No, because I wouldn't let us have dogs because I don't like them. No, there weren't any.
Any pets?
No, I don't remember there being any pets.
Do you have photos of you together on the
Look,
fireplace?
It wasn't, not much of the dream has stayed in my mind, to be honest. So that was the end of that.
Can't wait for tonight, there might be a sequel.
I'll do. No, I will fall asleep desperately trying not to dream tonight.
Really interesting. Never thought you would think that kind of thing. Okay, next.
Name, Johnny. Message, hey, Scott. I'm in Glasgow for a couple of days. Do you reckon that's long enough to develop a Scottish accent in the style of Steve McLaren's Dutch one? Love ya.
I think, judging by Steve, he's been there, 6 weeks in Holland? 7 weeks now? I don't know whether 2 days would do it.
No, I'm not
sure. Can he tell you?
Very good.
Very much.
Oh dear.
No, I don't think that's long enough.
No.
Here's Steve McLaren after spending 6 weeks in Holland.
I sort of knew when I came here and Champions League, Liverpool or Arsenal. I thought maybe one of them we would draw, and it is Arsenal, I think. To draw Arsenal, one of the big teams, is exciting for everyone.
And that's the way, I like it.
You see on the Sunshine Band.
Okay. No, 2 days won't do it. Try 6 weeks.
Yeah, then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Next.
Hi, Scott. My name is Kevin and I am off of Switzerland. I too have been listening to your podcast for a while now and must agree with Manuel off of Mexico that at first it was, despite my Hampshire County Council education, a bit difficult to understand, and I just enjoyed your laughter.
Right.
That's nice.
That's nice, yeah. Mm. Good.
Now, I suppose you would like me to get to the point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only really wanted to say that Chappers moans a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
But is he listening to the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Condensed moaning.
Yeah, that's kind of... It's edited to make it sound like a moan.
I've just listened to the show where Chappers collected your holiday snaps from the developers. Ooh, my, what does he want from life? If I worked for you and you sent me to Soho to collect some holiday, pictures. I promise you I wouldn't moan. Possibly practice my hog calling on the way, but moan, never. Kevin, off of Switzerland. P.S. Tell the man who edits the podcast to get on with it. We can only download them a couple of days after they were originally aired. What is he? A car mechanic? Waiting for the right parts?
Ooh. He's a right moaner, isn't he?
Him and Tabas would get on well.
Yeah, I think actually you would.
Don't think I'm going to have a chance.
Next.
Name, Gemma. Message, Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the ones who don't speak, and all assorted others. I was wondering if it was Scott narrating in the Spooks Code 9 radio adverts. Otherwise, you have a voice twin. I'm talking megabucks. P.S. Please can the fantastically brilliant Radio 4 lady read my email out?
Oh, that's it, see?
Now, was that on there, or did she add that?
No, she didn't add that. That was actually on there. No.
Was it? Okay, right.
That's made that person's dream come true. No, it's not me on the Spooks ad. I really wish it was.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for more of Dear Scott, where we get your texts and emails and reply to them. Because a lot of, so many things go unreplied to, I feel, at Radio 1.
They do, don't they?
So we're putting it right. Here's the first one.
What's happened, Laura? I've been away for the past 5 months. I've come back and she's disappeared. Has Yvette investigated?
Laura's gone to work on another show at the weekend. Fern and Reggie, the request show on Saturday and the chart show on Sunday. That's where Laura is now. You can still see her wabs from when we went on holiday underwater online. Something to remember her by. That's what she would have wanted. Next.
Name, Brit. Message, I've always wanted to hear the posh Radio 4 lady say bingle bangle dingle dongle yickety dee yickety da ping pong lippy yappy too ta. Love the show, Brit.
I are Brit.
That's the second one today where the Radio 4 lady has been mentioned in the correspondence. Are we sure that she isn't sort of bigging her own part up a bit?
No, and also you can stop doing those now. Paul's been on the text earlier. Did you see that one?
No.
Can you get the posh Radio 4 lady to say, oh God, Paul, oh God, that was amazing.
Oh.
No, I really can't.
It's gross, no, Paul.
But you have done it for him.
Not at all.
Name, Louise. Message, hi Scott. Just started listening to you on a regular basis and boring my husband with tales from your show.
How rude.
all the anecdotes are top notch.
I know Becky likes a bargain, so thought I would let you know that your signed picture is on sale for 40p on eBay. Cheap or what?
40p on eBay? I'm quite happy with that, 40p.
40p.
I like a bargain myself, so before I bid for it, I was wondering if you'd send me one for free. Worth a try, I thought. Love you.
Get lost, your tight gear.
Yeah, yeah. Also, because be careful, because she or he will want one from you, signed, and then they will put it on eBay
themselves.
They're
trying to make money out of me, no.
They are. You're like the equivalent of a footballer. Lots of footballers don't just sign things now.
Buy it on eBay.
Because
40p.
They all go on eBay. They have to make them personal.
Make sure we don't send one to that person.
Okay.
Is Chappers really so thick, or is he pretending?
You can answer that one.
Ha 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 ha.
What?
Is that a genuine one?
That's a genuine text.
Is Chappers really so thick, or is he pretending?
Pretending, soft lad.
Did you say soft lad then?
Yes.
I like that. It's your general retort to anything when something goes bad.
No, my general retort is something else, but I can't say that on air.
Not on air,
ends
no.
In head.
That's your...
It's what you called Scott earlier.
You did call me earlier.
Took the mick out of you for making the tea.
Yeah. You called me poop head.
Poop head.
No, poop head makes you sound like I'm seven. I don't call you poop head.
Poop head. No, I was doing a beep.
Oh, right, okay.
Bleep head. But yeah, soft lad is the one that he uses on air. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for writing in.